Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
So I teased this before because I want your perspective. How often have you heard about Drake May's passer rating this season?
A decent amount.
Like every day. Every conversation about Drake May goes back to the passer rating on every platform. Like, it's not us. It's not just the guys across the street. It's not NBC Sports Boston. It's ESPN. Put in, if you are an X/Twitter user, just plug in Drake May passer rating right now. You will get every other outlet with something about Drake May's fantastic passer rating. And that's wonderful. I mean, I don't think we need that stat to know that Drake May is having a good season. I think if you watch game to game, you can decide for yourself, like, he's slinging it. But this passer rating stat, and what really got me going with this was last game, I wrote a column for WEEI.com saying, we saw both sides of the Drake May experience in the last game against Atlanta. And yeah. I don't want to like dive into and analyze his whole performance in Atlanta, but I think it was probably the most blemished that he's looked since week one. And there were some real damaging plays from him in that. And the passer rating doesn't always reflect that. And so I published this and somebody comes at me in the mentions and is like, oh, Drake May has another 100 plus passer rating game and WEEI is upset. And I'm going, did you think that Michael Penix had, I don't know why I'm calling him Mike, like we're buddies, Michael Penix Jr. had a great game because he had a passer rating right around Drake May's. And these 100 plus passer ratings, we keep going in, they don't account for the sacks, which is the biggest issue for Drake May right now. I think that it's too simplistic. It doesn't even account for... It's not even a full quarterback stat because it doesn't account for what he does in the ground game and the running game. And I think it's where we might be leaning towards it because what might be the better stat is the QBR stat, and nobody outside of ESPN really seems to know how that works.
I think if there's one stat when it really matters when it comes to Drake May that you should focus on more than anyone else, and I've said this 6,000 times before, Mego, it's turnovers. That's it. You don't have to worry about his passer rating, even his rushing yards and all that. Even look at this season. I think his worst game of the year was probably that Raiders game. Biggest play of the game was that interception in the first half. Two turnovers against Pittsburgh. They lose the game, right? And then you mentioned Atlanta. Probably his worst game since week one. Two turnovers, including one that led to a first and goal at the 6. That fumble at the end of the first half. That's the stat to look at. Like, he's good. Like, what we all know that. Watch him play. If he doesn't turn the ball over, that's what's going to elevate him into being an MVP caliber player. It's not his 158.3 perfect pass, which I don't even know how they come up with 158.3 as a perfect passer. I don't know where they pick that number. I mean, I know it's the formula, but it's weird. Like, if he limits the turnovers, that's what's going to get him to be an MVP candidate, and that's what's going to get them to go deep in the playoffs. And QBR's fine, PFF's fine, DVOA's fine, average depth of target's fine. And I'm not saying they're all relevant, right? They matter. But turnovers, with him especially, turnovers is the stat that matters more than anything else.
Don't you feel like when he has a turnover, the air comes out of the balloon for the whole team.
It's happened multiple times this
year. We've seen it this year. When he has a turnover, and it wasn't totally his fault, the strip sack fumble, whatever you want to call it, at the end of the first half, Mike Onwenu whiffed big time.
That was really bad ball security by the
quarterback. May should not have had it in one hand, so it was a compounding mistake situation. But when he turns the ball over, it is like a deflated balloon, like a balloon pops. And then you go into halftime like that, and then he throws an interception. I used to be somebody, like they say a big sign of genius is that you can change your mind. So here I am changing my mind. I can admit that my opinion has changed on this. Going into this season, I am a genius. I went into this season thinking the interceptions don't matter that much if he can erase them with big plays. But the way that the rest of the team seems to be affected when he has a turnover, I think playing a cleaner game is probably probably a lot more valuable for this stage of him than I gave credit for going into the season.
And look at the evidence this year. The biggest play of that Raiders game was his interception open the second half. They had a lead at halftime. They go down and score there, they probably end up winning that game. Pittsburgh, it's probably the Stevenson fumble at the goal line. But still, May's turnovers, to your point, if he doesn't turn the ball over in that game, they probably win. And then the Cleveland game, I know they eventually pulled away, but that interception, there was, you could feel it in the stadium. There was a little bit like, uh-oh, like what's going on? And then, of course, they pulled away. And this Atlanta game, if not for his two turnovers, they probably win that game by two or three touchdowns. I mean,
God, you're such a Patriots brat again.
But they're 21. They're up 21-7.
They didn't win by two or three two or three touchdowns.
When you project this out long term, right, he has a turnover like that at the end of the first half. The next time they play Buffalo, they'll lose that game. Or if he has a turnover like that second half interception against Baltimore, they'll probably lose that game. Or if he does it in the playoffs. And it's, look, sometimes everybody throws interceptions. Patrick Mahomes throws them. Josh Allen throws them. But the Patriots, where they're at, they can't afford to have multiple turnovers and win a game. Like they did it against the Falcons, but that's not going to be a sustainable thing. And it's usually not for anyone. But they're not good enough that they can turn the ball over in a key situation or multiple times and still beat good teams.
So outside of the turnover, if you're grading a quarterback from your coaching background, from your media watching perspective, what do you look at for the quarterback?
So number one, turnovers, as I said. Other, is he making guys around him better? And I think Kayshon Boutte is a great example of that because, and I give Kayshon Boutte a lot of credit because in the offseason, I sat here and said, man, I don't know if this guy gets it, and I don't know if he's going to be here long term. And he worked hard, and he got a lot better. But I think a huge part of that, and we saw it even last year when they sucked, his connection with May. And that 40-yard touchdown he had against Buffalo last year, which is when I think that connection really took off, might be the best throw a Patriots quarterback has made since Tom Brady left. Like, that's how good a throw that was. Of course, the cover two hole shot this year in Buffalo, also to Kayshon Boutte. Like, Drake May makes guys around him better. And look at the offensive line. 5 sacks allowed against Cleveland, 6 sacks allowed against Atlanta. And I know some of them, you know, if he scrambles and runs out of bounds for no gain, it's a sack. But they've been giving up pressure, and he's been sometimes getting sacked, but he's also been getting out of it sometimes. Like, if this was Jacoby Brissett, no offense, last year, standing there in the pocket.
It's not an offense. It's not his game.
We might be looking at 7 or 8 sacks in a couple of these games and maybe a different result than that Atlanta game. Right? Like, so that, like, he's making those guys better. And he's not at this stage yet, but the truly great quarterbacks, they don't just change the way you play defense, they change the way you play offense. And we saw it here for years with Brady. Teams would go for it extra on fourth down or in the red zone because I have to score 7. I'm going against that guy.
Yeah, it's clock management when you see the guy on the other side who can not just do the 2-minute drill, but can you give him 45 seconds and you're toast.
And we've seen the Patriots try to do it against Josh Allen, right? Hold the ball as much as possible, go for it on key fourth downs to beat him. I don't think he's there yet, but it's turnovers, and does he make the guys around him better? Like, can he go and take a win like he did against Buffalo? That's a good sign.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.